Charleston, in West Virginia somewhere, how their track's running. If they send me enough races, I can make some determinations. But you've got to do a little research on your own if you truly want to win. So ask yourself, do I truly want to win or do I want to play the horses? That's the crucial question you must ask and answer. And if you just want to play the horses, then you bought this tape in vain. Let's get into wagering. We hear it said about the Sarton methodology. Well, Sarton recommends betting two horses to win, and when you do that, you're always betting one horse. You're betting is going to lose, so you're always got one horse that's guaranteed a loser. If you bet one horse to win and you lose the race, you have guaranteed yourself one loser. They also say that betting two horses to win is betting against yourself. Buying an insurance policy is betting against yourself. You're betting that sooner or later you're going to die, so you're buying a life insurance policy. Insurance and betting against yourself are not exactly the same. Now let us take the very first page inside the page about Buddy Alvarado, the very first page, why bet two horses to win? Why bet proportionally? If you're going to bet one horse to win, and I say you rhetorically, chances are, unless you're very astute, very skilled, and very unique, you're going to bet on the one that seems to have the most chance of winning by a set of figures, by a set of criteria. This way you'll bet the lower priced horse over the higher priced horse almost every time. When you have a two horse betting structure, you're able to bet the horse that seems more obvious and bet the best overlay within your top three. Or sometimes when it's a tremendous overlay within your top four. Read this page. I don't think I have to go into it. There are two different kinds of value better. Our kind of value better is a person who bets the value from the authenticity of the readouts, from the predictability of the readouts. The other kind of value better is a man will take five horses and just bet the one that's the biggest overlay. That's what they call value betting. I call value betting, betting on a horse that has the handicapping factors to justify the wager. Now that comes to what we call bottom line, betting line. This is a brand new feature of the Sarton methodology, and it has proven to be the most lucrative for the maximum number of people who are using Pace Launcher. Turn to page 87. I'll give you this. I like this example because the horse that wins is number three as opposed to one or two. Now, there's an ugly rumor going about that Sarton says, bet your top two choices. Yes, but the emphasis is not on choices, it's on your top two choices, not the top two numerical choices, both of whom could be vast underlays, neither of which could be a profit, in which case you'd pass the race or go to your third or fourth choice, based on the program's designation of its probability of winning the race. So on page 87, we have a winner here called Excel. Now Excel ranks, look on your adjusted bottom line betting line. Excel ranks third under Great, who has a 20 points of bottom line, under Stars with 14.5 points of bottom line. But the bottom line projected into a projected betting line says that Great should be going off at even odds based on the power of our methodology, Stars at 2-1, and Excel at 3-1. Okay, now turn over here. Excel went off at 440-1. Stars went off at $3 and Great at $2.60. It was a favorite. Well, Great and Stars came in third and second, keying the exacta. Excel won and paid a handsome double-digit mutual of, wow, not too bad, $10.80. In today's market, $10.80 is a welcome mutual. Notice that under bottom line, those horses all had two digits, double digit before the decimal point. Pirate had double digits, lesser than Excel, and Rust has 8.5. That's a single digit, one digit before the line. We have found that double digit horses win 86% of the races, and single digit horses you can just about completely overlook. In fact, except for place and show, we do entirely overlook them. Okay. We have gone to Pace Launcher because it contains and improves upon everything we have ever done before. We're talking over a 22-year period. It embodies all the viable variables that dictate the winners and in-the-money horses in today's racing, not yesterday's racing. So people who are hung up on the content of those 22 books, multiple articles, they think that's the Sarton methodology. Well, they have a good right not to think much of it because it is now getting favorites because, well, just look in the Briss ad alone. They've got three programs they're giving away for $5.95 that are based on the Sarton methodology. One of them, it even says it. So, if you want to win in today's racing, you've got to have something that's comparable to the needs of today's racing. Why don't some of the mainstream factors work anymore except to get the lower priced horses? Well, the breeding industry suffered a great deal when Calumet and Spendthrift went out of business with the death or suspected murder of Alidar, the great sire, with the fact that the princes of the Near East no longer spend huge amount of monies at our two-year-old auctions. The price of horses has gone down. The price of training and running horses has gone up. So old class standards no longer apply. A claiming ladder is very suspect. The allowance prices are highly suspect. The only area in which we really have possibly still some semblance of class is in the stakes horses. So you can't use the old rules and axioms about what constitutes class. You can't go by the claiming ladder. 10,000 is 10,000, 12 is 12, 20 is 20, 16 is 16. And use par times. Horses don't run to par times. Horses don't read par times. Par time is run by the horse that wins the race. Pace par times are the most ridiculous form of par there is. Final time pars have some credence. They can be average, but pace pars is not how close a horse runs to what so-called pace pars. It's how deviant it runs from those pars that makes it win or come in the money. Forget pars. The horse that wins the race ran par for that race, and there's a wide discernment between one set of pars and another. I'm telling you this for your good, so you can win. If you don't want to agree with me, that's fine. You can go on and play the horses. If you want to win, you have to accept the reality of today's racing. And the reality of today's racing is not what you read in those 22 books or a bevy of other books. The reality of today's racing is what gets the double-digit winner. We know that the crowd and you and anybody else can practically point their finger to a $6 horse without any help whatsoever. Getting those double-digit horses is what it's all about. And Pace Launcher has done that for hundreds of people, and we hope it does it for you. One last reminder here. This is one of the great bugaboos of handicappers, is they get set upon a certain thing. They look at the certain tree. Oh, I use, and then they put in A, B, C, X. One thing. I use this one thing. That's what I win with. Boy, that's the greatest thing in the world. Well, folks, that is not how to be a successful, profitable handicapper. You must handicap the whole, meaning handicap the forest and not your favorite tree. Turning a horse player into a handicapper is probably the most difficult task anyone could face. Sometimes we feel like we're on a fool's errand for trying. The ability to rise above the crowd, the ability to live this life that Buddy Alvarado, the certified winner we spoke of, is your willingness to accept the fact that there is, as stated on the book cover of Brohammer's Modern Pace Handicapping, there is a revolution going on in the world of handicapping today. And joining that revolution is what would separate you from the person who goes happily away from the track with $4, $5, and $6 mutuals and says, look, honey, I won 3 races today. Doesn't bother to tell his wife when he brags about that, or his friends when he makes the brag that he lost $11. You can deviate from the crowd, you can join the revolution, and you can get those double-digit horses. We tried to outline the procedure and the concept by which you can do it. The actual details of that, I'm afraid, go back to that one we showed you. Subjective visual handicapping versus computer accuracy. I can pick a few winners looking at the racing form, but I don't have the courage when I'm doing that to do anything but, boy, brag. Look, I got that winner. Will I bet more than $20 on what I perceive here? I will not. My experience is that most others will not. But with computer accuracy that is consistent, doesn't care whether you have a lapse of memory that day or not feeling well or whatever, gives you consistent results. And from those results, you can become a consistent winner, not just of races, but of double-digit winning races. It'll make you a profit, it'll augment, or if you're willing to wager enough, make you a living. I'd like to close, not as usual. Most people say, that's it, and good luck. I won't close with the phrase good luck because, except for a tree falling on your head or something, there's no such thing as luck. So I won't wish you good luck, because winning is more than luck. Winning is skill. So thank you, and good skill.
Concludes tape 1 of a series. We have reviewed the concepts and principles behind successful handicapping in today's racing. In tape 2, we'll go step by step, detailing each procedure used to make your handicapping profitable with today's Sarton methodology.